This is Dusty Rhodes reporting for the Education Desk. Next fall marks the launch of a new school discipline law that limits suspensions and expulsions. To help teachers prepare, the Illinois Education Association brought in Jim Sporleader, an expert in getting even the worst kids to behave. He visited Springfield last month and recently spoke to me by phone from his home in Walla Walla, Washington. I'm sure you know why they brought you here, right? That we have a new law?
I know that Illinois is really working on out-of-school suspensions.
The law that takes effect in the fall says that you have to, you know, use that as a last resort and document that you've tried other measures. And it also limits what you can suspend or expel for. So people are starting to realize that they're going to need to deal with these kids.
You know, Dr. Ginsberg says when working with trauma-informed children, you need to go through their heart to get to their head. I feel that same way when I go into a community.
He goes for the heart by screening a film called Paper Tigers, a documentary about Lincoln High School, where Sporleader was principal for 5 years. And that term he just used, trauma-informed, refers to kids who have been physically, emotionally, or sexually abused, kids whose caregivers are addicted to drugs or alcohol, kids who have witnessed domestic violence. You get the idea. Researchers have discovered that chronic traumatic stress affects children's brains and can make it physically impossible for them to control their own behavior or learn. So, as the principal of an alternative high school, Sporleader decided to try a new approach with his students.
It's a change in our vocabulary and how we reframe our questions. The expectations stay the same. We just frame them differently.
So what was the old framing?
Well, the old framing is we don't put up with this kind of behavior. You need to go to the office.
Here's the thing. Even though it's based on brain science, the concept itself isn't exactly rocket science. Sporleader says it begins with training every adult in the school, from teachers to secretaries to the lunch ladies, not to take a student's misbehavior personally, but instead say, hey, what's going on with you?
After the kid is de-escalated and they're telling you what's going on in their lives and you're listening, man, when you come to consequences, they totally understand it needs to be a consequence.
One thing I heard you say was that this technique should also be applied to healthy kids, kids who aren't traumatized. You want to explain that?
When we hear trauma-informed, we tend to label who those kids are. It's reckless for us to do that because we have kids coming from affluent homes that are dealing with some traumatic stress.
I know you met Cinda Klickna when you were here. She's the president of the IEA. She told me about when she was a teacher, a student who was in every possible extracurricular activity and made perfect grades. But it was all an excuse to stay away from home because she was being sexually abused.
That's a great example. You know, your most compliant child can be your most traumatized.
So for the people listening who think, wow, this sounds like no teaching's going to get done, it's just all going to be, let's hear your troubles.
I would say if we want to get to learning and we do not address the social and emotional needs of our kids, we're going to get very little. Because the kids aren't focused on learning. They can't learn until we meet that social and emotional piece.
This new approach didn't just help behavior problems. Lincoln High's test scores and graduation rates also improved dramatically. Paper Tigers will be screened at least 5 more times around the state. For a schedule, go to wuis.org. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.